Simon Shinun Beis, Sif Aleph. The halachas of a kair b'sefer, someone's learning from a sefer, and it's galgon ruled by rishus l'rishus. One rishus, different rishus. Mishnah Berurah explains the sefer we're talking about over here is in the olden days, all the svarim were made similar to Sefer Torah nowadays, or Megillah nowadays, that was on parchment and was on a roll, like a scroll. And therefore, if you drop it, it's going to roll and roll and roll. And even if you drop one end of it and you're holding on to the other end, it's going to open up and roll out. Imagine someone's Megillas Esther after the finished laying the Megillah, how the whole thing is rolled, and you have to roll back to the other end. So the Mechaber says somebody's learning from a Sefer, Allah Skufa, is sitting on a walkway that was near the Sarabim, and one end of the Sefer rolled out of his hand. But he's still holding on to the other end. So the Mechaber says he could roll back to himself. And even if it rolled more than 4 amos away from him, into the Sarabim. So it's more than 4 amos Sarabim that's going to be traveling to pull it back. And even if the Skufa is a Rosh Siyachid, so now by rolling it back, he still has to be rolling it back from Sharam to Rosh Yachid. Still, as long as he's still holding on to one end of it where he was sitting, he's allowed to roll it back. Because Midaraisa, it's not a problem in this case. Because since he's still holding on to one end, it never properly rested in the other Rishos. And therefore, Midaraisa, he could bring it back. Now, Midarabanan, there would be room to have Xera. Because maybe next time, if he drops the Sefer entirely, he'll bring it back to the original place. And he'll end up carrying back from Sharam to Rosh Yachid. And the potential end up carrying down Amos in Mishrabim. Here, still, since it is an issue of Bezayin Kisvei Kodesh, it will be Bezayin to the Sefer. So therefore, Chazal not make a Gzera, but Malkam is Chashash Bezayin Kisvei Kodesh. Now we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem, in Sefer Beis, that this is not so simple. The halacha doesn't always apply that because the Bezayin Kisvei Kodesh will allow you to even the Yisrim Rabbanon. But over here, we're talking about, it's based on the Shalom the Gemara, the Bir Halachas, Hol Arichas, but basically what comes out, we're talking about a scoop on the dresses. This walkway is a place to talk about people walk. It's a very lot of people walk over there. And therefore, it would be a big bezayin kisvei kodesh, not stam bezayin, but a big bezayin to the kisvei kodesh, to the sefer, to leave it lying around over there. And therefore, they said that you could pull it back. Are discussing even the case where it landed on the ground at the other end. But since you're holding to one end, even the other end landed at the other end, it's not hanging in the air, it's landed on the ground, it's mamish munach, so to speak, mishrabim. But since it's attached to the end that you're holding onto, it's not considered that it's munach over there halachically, and therefore you can pull it back and there's no issues. Now, the Ramah says it's only by Kisvei Kodesh. Other things, by a random book, books are also written this way in the olden days, or any other item, it will be also. And not only that, by Kisvei Kodesh, even we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Yochid, Rosh Shuyas Deraisa. But other things, not Kisvei Kodesh, there were machmer that you cannot pull it back to yourself, even if it's only a issue of a Carmelis. You have a Carmelis next to Rosh Yochid, or Rosh Hashanah next to the Carmelis, only dealing with Rosh Shuyas Derabonon, still is a Gzera, that maybe it's going to happen another time, it's going to fall out of your hands entirely, and you can bring it back to yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah says, they should know there are many Achreim who are Mekel by the Carmelis, and they say that even by something that's not Kisvei Kodesh, if it's a Carmelis, Chazar not Geyser, since Carmelis is on their bottom. And this holding is only a Gzera anyway, that because next time, even if you drop it entirely, you're going to pull it back. In this case, you're holding on to it. It's only a Gzera because of next time. Many Achreim say by a Carmelis, you can Mekel. However, Mishnah Berurah says, there are streets nowadays, our Sarabim should not be Mekel. Because since many places can hold it, we do have a Sarabim derice on our streets. Even though there's no 600,000 people going on the streets, but they hold that even without that, Sir Shram Deraisa, Ayin Le'el Sim Shimim Hesav Zayin. So therefore, we should be Machmer on our streets, because since the Ramaz Machmer, even by Carmelis, even if you want to be Megal, like the Poiskim, who go not like that, but that much, yeah, that if there's a Tzad that's not a Carmelis, there's a decent Tzad that maybe it's considered Shrabim, then you have to be Machmer and Mitzar after Molo Chumra, and therefore you're not be able to pull back to yourself if it's something that's not Kisvei Kodesh.